Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels dominate, well, almost, NC State again. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Let's get the numbers out of the way. After Wednesday night's closer-than-it-should-have-been win at NC State, Carolina has won 17 of the last 18 against the Wolfpack, 23 of the last 25, and 40 of the last 49 games. UNC is 60-45 against State and Raleigh, including 12-4 in the PNC or the RBC or the ABC Arena. If you think that's impressive, Roy Williams is now a career 28-2 against the Pack, five of those wins coming when he was at Kansas. With rare exception, the Tar Heels are laser-focused when they play in Raleigh, and although they didn't play well the entire game, they were in control for most of the 40 minutes. Williams joked that Marcus Paige might want to rent the building, as Paige followed up his 36 points of last season, including the dramatic buzzer beater, with a better all-around performance. 23 points, including 5 for 5 from the arc, 9 assists, and 0 turnovers in 36 minutes, all the while playing hurt with a bum foot. The effort was all around, from Kennedy Meeks' double-double to Isaiah Hicks' best college game to J.P. Tokoto holding State's Trevor Lacey to one field goal in the first half when Carolina established its dominance. Yes, State rose to the occasion by cutting an 11-point deficit down to 3 in 90 seconds late in the game, but the Heels sealed the deal at the foul line despite not scoring a field goal over the last 4.5 minutes after shooting 56% from the floor. Old Roy's game plan was brilliant. Play smart and patient and stay in the game for the first half, quieting the State crowd that was funereal, almost comatose for most of the night, erasing the home court advantage for its team until the frenzied final seconds. The great all-around performance bodes well for Carolina's continued improvement and another winning streak that, by having both Syracuse and Virginia at home, has it looking squarely at a run for first place in the ACC. This was supposed to be the tough one, but it played like a movie you've seen before. The Heels waltz in their baby blue, hush the red-clad home crowd, and walk out with another victory over State. It must be really frustrating for Wolfpack fans against their supposed arch-rival, because a rivalry is when teams take turns beating each other. The numbers show this hasn't been the case in this un-rivalry for a long, long time. This is Archansky. See ya.